Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week, we will talk with Humble Wildcats head football coach, Derek Ellman. The Humble Wildcats football team is about to ramp up their practice efforts next week, as they are now under a month away from their opening football game against Webster City, which will be at Mason Mott Field in Humboldt on August 26th. The Cats are coming off a magical season which saw them advance to the Unidome to compete for a state championship, the first time since 2006 for the program. Now a year removed from that success, the upcoming season brings a host of new challenges for a team trying to return to those heights achieved a season ago. I caught up with Ellman about the previous season, the challenges of trying to replicate that success, and the upcoming season for Humboldt in 2022.
You know, I think the biggest thing when you have a season like we did, you just look back and you feel grateful. I feel grateful for those seniors that we had last year that bought into what we did, what we started 4 years ago when I got here, and just lived it, lived the culture of successful football. And I feel like moving forward kind of springboarded, you know, hopefully what we're going to do in the future. Got some great kids coming back this year, which makes me excited. And now it's this year's seniors, it's their opportunity to really shine.
What have you told the guys in terms of preparing them for this season?
You know, we really talk about all through the season, no matter what year it's been, we talk about how moving forward is what's important. In football and in life, the windshield's bigger than the rearview mirror, and we got to make sure that we see the big picture of moving forward. And as soon as that season was done, for those guys that didn't play a winter sport, their focus was on Webster City in 2022. And that's all we can really focus on right now and worry about right now. We can't worry about what we don't have anymore. You know, having a guy like Cade Mattson last year do what he did was special. We can use that as inspiration, but we can't worry or dwell that we don't have him. You know, I love that kid and I love what he's done. But, you know, we're moving on to the team of 2022 and all. And that's just sports in general. You know, you can't worry about what you don't have anymore. You got to go with what you have. We got some great kids coming back as starters and some kids that are ready for their opportunity to shine a little bit.
So who are some of the guys you're looking to step up now coming into this year as you're trying to retool for another run?
So we'll have some guys on the offensive line. Just, you know, we lost Ben Keenis last year at left tackle, lost Levi Newton at right tackle. We get both of our guards back. We also lost our center in Daniel Illig. So there's some seniors that are looking to play those positions. Guys like Peyton Weirs, Evan Hunter-Mark, Brody Patterson, guys that have worked really, really hard, and they're seniors now and they want their opportunity to play. In our skill positions, obviously quarterback's a position we're looking to replace. And Thurm is a guy that's going to step up. He's done a great job these last couple of years playing JV, really learning our offense and understanding what we have to do and what can make him successful. So I'm excited to see him have his opportunity to shine a little bit. And then at the receiver position, you know, we lost Hire, but we have three guys that have played, obviously, not only Orness, who was first team all state last year, but you got guys like Trevor Beach and Corey Detman that have played a role in last year's offense that are looking to make that role a little bit bigger. Lance Kuhn returns at running back. I will replace a tight end and an H-back, and there's guys fighting for those positions. So offensively, we've got a lot of guys fighting, which is what you want. You want competition. Defensively, we replace, you know, we return a great couple of defensive linemen in Lowhouse and Belden. So we're excited to see what they can do as seniors now. And then you got guys like Caleb McCullough who are going to fight for that third position on the D-line. Linebacker, we returned some. Got some guys going to obviously fight for positions there as well. And then some of those names I mentioned at receiver are going to fight for spots at D-back.
You guys got a lot of position battles going on right now, it sounds like.
Yeah, we feel really good about, you know, the competition that we have. At those position battles, you know, what you don't want to see is like, oh, this guy's already slated as the starter. You want competition because competition is going to breed success. So that's kind of where we're at. We feel like there's some good competition at a lot of spots. And that competition is going to help us build success this year.
Summer workouts, how have those been going for the team? Have you seen a lot of improvement? Have you seen that camaraderie starting to build upon itself here in this summer?
Absolutely. It's been an awesome summer. We lift 3 days a week, and they have optional Fridays, kind of call them flex Fridays. Have some fun with it. It's kind of one of those days where they can go in and we have something set up where it's more like just big muscle groups like biceps and bench and stuff like that. So we have fun on those days. Our numbers have been awesome all summer. Our baseball coach, Coach Thurm, does a phenomenal job of making sure his team's in lifting too. So our guys that play baseball and then roll into football this fall have been working real hard. So we've really been excited about weight room speed training. We do our speed training right before we lift. So we hit up everybody there. And then on top of that, we do 7-on-7 in Fort Dodge, 3 days, I think it was 3 dates this summer. Go compete with some local teams just for fun. We don't do any scoring or anything there, but I thought we were really, really successful in 7-on-7. Had guys that are learning some new positions, step in and do a really, really good job. You know, we also, that's our time where we can kind of play with our offense a little bit and see if there's some new little wrinkles in the pass game that we want to look at. A couple new plays that we put in this year that I think could potentially bring us, you know, success in the passing game and help open up our run game a little bit. So just with the amount of weapons we could potentially have this year at receiver, you know, guys that can catch the ball, catch and run, go in motion, run the ball as well. You know, I think that's really going to help us in our inside the tackles run game.
You guys now you're no longer the hunter, you're being the hunted, you're up at the top and everybody now looks up to you trying to knock you guys off here. What have you told the team in terms of just trying to blocking out the outside noise coming in and then just focusing on what you're doing? Is that what you've been telling the team here? Or?
I'm going to be honest, we don't talk a lot about that stuff, but I think what the kids have done this summer really proves that they don't care about that. They don't care about where they were. Or who's coming after them. All they care about is who's in the room. You know, we talk a lot about, too, control what you can control. We can't control what other people's attitudes are, if they're coming after us or not. We just got to go to work every day, put our head down and go to work. You know, as far as whether we're the hunter or the hunted, in my opinion, we're always the hunter. We're going after people. That's what I want our mentality to be. I don't want them to care one bit about what a record might show or what a past experience might make other people outside of our program think. All that matters is us. And it's hard to get outside that a little bit, you know, to realize that it's not about, you know, like where you are. It's just about what you can do. And you know, we got to go out nine Friday nights and work our tails off and put ourselves in a position to be successful. You know, that's my job as a head coach, and that's the kids' jobs as players, is that we got to just do everything we can to be successful on Friday night. And that's what, you know, I love football because, you know, there's only 16 teams in Class 3A that get that opportunity to play in the postseason. You got to fight like a dog for 9 weeks if you want to be one of those teams. And that's, you know, it teaches you a lot about stepping up and not worrying about things that are behind you.
Coach, appreciate you talking with you, and best of luck here coming up on the season.
Yep.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head football coach Derek Hellman. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.